Headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ethan.
And Asha.
With your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a major flood occurring every 20 years in Longreach, west of Bundaberg, is set to occur this weekend, as the regional council mayor, Tony Rayer, states it will be similar to the 1974 and 2000s floods. Mayor Rayer expects the Thompson River to reach 6.7 metres, affecting a relatively small number of houses, with the Longreach Regional Council telling residents to remain home, move to higher ground, and ensure access to essential items can last up to 7 days. This follows the current Bundaberg cleanup and extra emergency services that have been aided around 740 homes and 120 businesses that were flooded.
In other local news, according to reports, Brisbane's current state of apartment building is only under the luxury market, despite needs for more affordable housing. Chief Economist for Ray White, Narita Kunisby, says that there is still demand for affordable apartments. High construction costs are leading developers to focus on marketing high-end builds. Australian Bureau of Statistics data shows that construction materials have increased in price by 25.5% since the COVID pandemic. The 2032 Olympics have added further challenges, with Kunisby noting that if you can't get that labour to migrate to Queensland, you have to put it off other projects. And unfortunately, a lot of those other projects do tend to be housing. Jade Corp manager Alexei Dukakis says that the government's ambition to deliver more housing was the right one, but developers need to be able to do so. Without expanding the construction workforce, improving productivity and streamlining planning approvals, it will be difficult for the housing supply to keep up, he states.
In national news, a 2026 investigative report about eye movement desensitization and reprocessing therapy, or EMDR, in court cases has found disturbing information for clients going through said therapy. In 2023, Katie Bird, after having reported abuses in 2021, was told by the Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecutions that because she received EMDR, the case would be discounted, receiving an email stating that having undergone EMDR therapy can have a significant effect on the admissibility of the evidence of the witness. EMDR Association of Australia Board Chairman Anthony Hurst says that the case is not isolated. If you speak to trauma therapists, EMDR therapists in particular across the country, we are all very aware of this issue, Mr. Hurst said. Richard Bryant, a psychology professor from the University of New South Wales and the director of the Traumatic Stress Clinic, says that signaling out EMDR and evidence found via the therapy is based on an outdated belief that it could implant or tamper with memories. In essence, the scientific evidence doesn't really support the notion that we should not be accepting EMDR effect memories into evidence.
In other national news, according to legal experts, Australia is currently at war in regards to our involvement with the situation in Iran. International law expert Don Rothwell says even though our contribution might be a small scale, we are now a party to the conflict. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese directly referenced Article 51 of the United Nations Charter, where members of the UN have an inherent right to individual or collective self-defense when they're attacked. Currently, any Australian personnel on the aircraft sent will be considered a combatant under international humanitarian law, which means they are a legitimate target for other combatants. Penny Wong, foreign minister, says that we are not taking offensive action against Iran and have been very clear we are not deploying Australian troops on the ground in Iran. However, Professor Rothwell says that the divide between attack and defend has little legal force and shouldn't obscure the weight of the government's actions.
In international news, a team of scientists from Eon Company has uploaded a fruit fly's brain to the computer, and it behaves like a real animal. The digital replica of the brain tissue is built from electron microscope images. It is the first time in history that a complete biological brain has been uploaded into a machine and is working. In 2024, a team of researchers, including Eon Systems senior scientist Philip Xiu, built billions of neurons and synapses and connected them to the pattern of mind. The connections are the thought. The reconstructed neurons in the machine can predict the motor commands the fly's brain would send to its muscles with 95% accuracy. The only problem is that the brain has no body to command. The research team took billions of neurons and connected them to a physics-based simulation of a fly body running around in a software environment called Mujuko. As Dr. Alex Wisner-Gross, who co-founded Eon, described it, the ghost is no longer in the machine. The machine is becoming the ghost.
For your weather today, Brisbane is currently 31 degrees, however it's feeling like 34 with a medium chance of showers, and we're currently sitting at 61% humidity with 50% cloud cover, and there is a low wind with 15 kilometres per hour.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.